It is time for the Israel Report. On the line is Professor Eitan Gilboa, expert on U.S. relations. He lectures at Bar-Ilan and the Reichman Universities. As always, Professor Gilboa, thank you for being with us on Chai FM.
Happy to be with you.
So, Prof, I guess we have to talk about the Iranian situation that appears to have calmed down on the instruction of Trump. However, the Lebanese border doesn't seem to have calmed down at all, with the IDF continuing to hit Lebanese targets and sites. Where are we in this, and to what extent could this, upset Trump and lead somewhere where nobody wants things to go?
The war with Iran was very short compared to the longer war of 40 days. It has to do with the rules of the game. Iran wants to dictate these rules and revive what is known as the unity of fronts. This refers to Iran's sponsorship and establishment of proxies, Hamas in Gaza, Hezbollah in Lebanon, pro-Iranian militias in Syria and Iraq, and the Houthis in Yemen. We were thinking that this ring of fire has been damaged, but apparently Iran is attempting to revive it. The Republican Guards, which controls Iran, said that if Israel were to attack targets of the terrorist organization Hezbollah in Beirut, then they will retaliate against Israel, directly against Israel.
Yeah.
Israel is saying that Hezbollah's leadership and headquarters in Beirut could not really feel free to direct daily military attacks on Israelis towns and villages. And so this is the equation that Iran wants to create, and obviously Israel is resisting it. And I think President Trump does not understand that situation. He is so eager to sign an agreement with Iran and avoid resumption of warfare. Every other day he is saying a deal is around the corner, but the deal is not around the corner. And he underestimates the leadership of Iran.
Or maybe he's just throwing Israel under the bus. I mean, that could be an option as well. Maybe he knows very well what's going on and just doesn't care what the Israeli interests are.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. But I think that in this particular case, he is forcing Israel's hands. He has been forcing the hands of the Israel Defense Forces vis-a-vis Lebanon. And my question to him would have been, how else would you disarm Hezbollah? Disarming Hezbollah and also of Hamas and also of Iran's nuclear weapons are all key keys for peace and stability in the region. If you want to free Lebanon from Iranian grip, from Iranian terrorism, you need to disarm Hezbollah. And how else would you do that? This is a question that Israel should have addressed, and I think probably has addressed with Trump. Trump has written, as you may know, a book about how to make a deal, making a deal.
Yeah.
And one of the principles of successful dealing and negotiations, business negotiations, do not show too much eagerness to sign a deal, because if the other side sees it, then it would demand more concessions from you. And Trump has been violating this
Yes,
basic principle
agreed.
for a long time now.
Yes, agreed.
And so Iran feels that Trump would not resume hostilities. Trump feels that the present situation, the present status quo at the Straits of Hormuz is working. By closing the straits to Iranian shipping, both outside and inside, it creates a loss of about $500 million per day. And so Trump says, I have time, and Iran would not survive, the regime would not survive that heavy economic loss, and therefore would eventually accept my terms. And just yesterday night, last night, he said, in about 2 weeks, we are going to achieve a decisive victory over Iran. So first of all, if you negotiate with Iran, you don't use this kind of language because you are simply annoying the government there. And number two, I counted. You know how many times he said an agreement, a deal is just around the corner? 37 times since the beginning of the ceasefire. 37 times. So whatever he is saying is completely
Undermining himself.
ridiculous.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And also, so the connection with Israel is this. Iran says that it would suspend negotiations if Israel were to attack Hezbollah leaders and headquarters in Beirut. This is denying Israel a major military card in the present situation. And so for Iran understand that to be a major weakness, to be exploited. When Iran yesterday's morning said it would suspend any attacks on Israel and was seeking ceasefire, Trump said, okay, I'm going to impose a ceasefire on Israel, while the Israeli army was preparing a major military campaign against Iran. At the beginning of the last war, Israel simply knocked down anti-craft missiles and radar stations in preparation for another waves of attacks on all kinds of military and national infrastructure. So this was denied. And Trump simply told Netanyahu, "You cannot do it," assuming that this would help him to negotiate a deal with Iran. I think that based on all what we know about international negotiations, Trump is doing exactly the opposite, and therefore is unlikely to achieve a good deal with Iran. And he was saying that he was prepared to sign only a good deal. You know what a good deal is? A deal that is a little bit better than the one
The
President
Obama,
Barack Obama
yeah, no, we're aware,
signed with
we're aware.
Iran in 2015, which Trump said was the worst deal in American history. But I think you would be glad to sign a similar deal
100%.
today.
Professor Gibor, I'm sorry, we're out of time. I've
Yeah.
got to call it quits. I'm
Okay.
out of time, but thank you for your input this afternoon. We'll obviously keep watching what happens on that score.